glad we did, with no regrets. Or you can think with your mind, disqualify yourself, disqualify God, fail to walk in love, fail to walk in power, and one day go, oh my, what was I thinking? Make sense? This is heavy stuff. This is powerful to me. Watch this. If you'd have been here, he would not have died. Will you hear the limitation? You hear the regret? Come on. That's regret. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, why were they weeping? They're weeping because he's dead. They're not weeping because the resurrection and the life's there and they're overjoyed and they can't stop weeping. They're weeping because the problem in them has risen above who he is in their sight. They're weeping because it's over and he's standing right there. They're weeping because he's dead and the giver of life is right there. And they can't see him because they're overcome by death and the problem. And the problem has just risen above their revelation of who he is, even though he's Lord. So catch the picture. Who knows Lazarus, the end of the story? He came out of the tomb. Was there one believer amongst them except Jesus? The whole place was ruled by death. There wasn't an ounce of faith in the atmosphere except the revelation of who Jesus was in the midst of them. In the heart of Jesus. There wasn't one person standing holding the hand of Jesus, cheering him on and agreeing with him and saying, I believe. There wasn't one person. Who sees that scriptural? Every person was unbelieving and blind to what was happening. Now watch. This is heavy. You can do a word search if you want to on this. I actually